Good evening. Welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjav, your host, and with me as always is our stellar reporter, Arohi, bringing us the latest from around the globe. On this day in 1962, the Telstar satellite, the world's first active communication satellite, transmitted the first live transatlantic television broadcast, revolutionizing global news dissemination. Today, we're continuing that tradition of timely updates, covering breaking news and in-depth analysis from sources like BBC News, Hacker News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, and more. Arohi, let's dive straight into the headlines, starting with some familiar faces in U.S. media.
Absolutely, Arjav. We begin with news from NBC's Today Show. Savannah Guthrie is set to return to her hosting duties this April. This comes amidst an ongoing personal search, but she is scheduled to be back on air soon.
Good to hear. Staying with the theme of travel, though on a less positive note, what's the latest from Houston Airport?
Houston Airport is currently experiencing significant travel chaos, unfortunately. BBC journalists and many others have been caught in some of the longest delays in the U.S. This is largely due to TSA agents working without pay amid a partial government shutdown, leading to widespread disruptions.
That sounds incredibly frustrating for travelers. And speaking of air travel incidents, there's been a detailed analysis of a deadly crash at LaGuardia. What can you tell us about that?
New analysis from the New York Times, specifically from their graphics reporter Lazaro Gamio, has broken down the second-by-second events leading up to a deadly plane crash at LaGuardia Airport. The report offers a comprehensive visual and textual breakdown of the incident, providing crucial insights into the tragedy.
A somber reminder of the complexities of air safety. Now, let's shift focus to U.S. politics. We're hearing about President Trump offering more aid to farmers. What's the background there?
President Trump has announced new loan guarantees at a White House event, specifically targeting farmers. This move appears aimed at reassuring a key support bloc that has been significantly impacted by his administration's tariffs and ongoing global conflicts, finding themselves caught in the crosshairs of major policy decisions.
And elsewhere in U.S. politics, there are reports of cracks appearing in Florida's immigration crackdown efforts.
That's right. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, has been a strong proponent of aggressive immigration enforcement tactics. However, some conservative sheriffs within the state are now reportedly raising concerns about these methods, indicating potential internal dissent within his own party regarding the approach.
An interesting development to watch. And speaking of political statements, we saw some prominent voices in protest recently. Jane Fonda and Joan Baez outside the Kennedy Center.
Indeed, the iconic pair joined a gathering of artists and others outside the Kennedy Center. Their protest denounced censorship and criticized President Trump's increasing influence over the nation's cultural life, lending their well-known voices to the cause.
From U.S. domestic issues, let's broaden our scope to international affairs, specifically focusing on Iran, which has been in the news quite a bit lately. What's the situation regarding anti-tank mines discovered in a neighborhood there?
This is a concerning development. Photos and video independently verified by the New York Times show U.S. anti-tank mines, dispersed by cluster bombs, in a village located just a few miles from a known missile site in Iran. This discovery raises significant questions about recent military actions in the region.
And tragically, we're also hearing reports about the rising civilian toll within Tehran.
1 month after the U.S. and Israel launched strikes on Iran, residents in Tehran have been speaking out. They're telling the BBC about the devastating impact on their lives, detailing how the civilian toll continues to rise amidst the ongoing conflict. The human cost of these strikes is becoming increasingly clear.
The situation sounds incredibly dire. Arohi, politically, there's also been discussion about whether the Iran conflict could impact Trumpism. What's the debate there?
Political discourse is currently exploring the idea that the Iran war might mark the end of Trumpism, as posited by right-wing thinker Christopher Caldwell. The discussion delves into whether this conflict could fundamentally alter the political movement and what exactly Trumpism entails in the first place, examining its core tenets against the backdrop of current events.
A complex geopolitical and ideological discussion. And adding to the recent news surrounding Iran, there's been a significant cybersecurity incident involving a high-ranking U.S. official.
Yes, multiple sources, including the New York Times, BBC News, and Ars Technica, have reported on the breach of FBI Director Kash Patel's personal emails. What appeared to be personal emails from before his time as director, along with his purported resume and photos, were posted on a website identifying itself as Iranian but seemingly hosted in Russia. The Department of Justice has confirmed the hack, though the FBI describes the released information as historical in nature. This incident highlights the ongoing cyber threats faced by high-profile individuals and government officials.
A stark reminder of the ever-present digital vulnerabilities. Moving to some global social issues, we have a disturbing report concerning women in Kenya and Ghana.
This is a very concerning story from the BBC. Women in Kenya and Ghana have come forward, detailing how they were secretly filmed, then ridiculed and abused online. They describe being approached by a Russian man who subsequently posted videos of them without their consent, a severe breach of privacy and a form of online exploitation.
That's absolutely appalling. On a more uplifting note, though still dealing with a serious health topic, there's an inspiring story about dementia caregiving from Kenya.
Indeed. Wambui Karanja of Kenya has been highlighted by the Alzheimer's Association as one to watch. Inspired by coping with her own father's dementia, she developed a training program for families on the art of caregiving. Her initiative aims to provide vital support and guidance to others navigating similar challenges, transforming personal experience into a valuable resource for the community.
A truly remarkable and much-needed initiative. Finally, let's touch upon the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence. There's a new documentary, The AI Doc. What's the take on it?
The AI Doc, or How I Became an Apocalypse Optimist, aims to cover a vast scope of AI development and its implications. Reviews suggest it might be more confusing than clarifying due to its broad ambition, but it does contain fascinating segments. The documentary features figures like Sam Altman and Dario Amodei, offering their insights on the rapidly advancing field.
A fitting topic as AI continues to shape our future. Arohi, thank you for those comprehensive updates. And to our listeners, here's a fun fact to leave you with. Did you know that the first ever webcam, created in 1991 at Cambridge University, was initially designed to monitor a coffee pot? Talk about practical innovation. That's all the time we have for today's quick news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again next time for more headlines and in-depth reports. Good night.